Today is the last day to register to vote ahead of the November 5th presidential election. You can register online at VoteOhio.org. County Board of Elections offices will be up until 9 tonight to register voters. Early in-person and absentee voting starts tomorrow from 8 to 5 at the Licking County Board of Elections office. A golf cart crashed into a pickup truck along East Main Street on Saturday. Police in Newark say the golf cart veered left of center and collided with the truck, sending two people to the hospital. Their injuries were reportedly not life-threatening. No other information about the crash has been released. The Licking County Sheriff's Office has added more than 20 deputies this year. The need was so great for deputies that the LCSO decided to hold their own cadet class. After adding the 15 graduates from the cadet class as new deputies, there are now 22 new deputies in Licking County this year. I'm Ron Jordan reporting. The Ohio Department of Transportation and the City of Newark have opened the Thornwood Crossing Bridge, the next step in completing the Thornwood Crossing Bridge expansion project. The bridge is over Raccoon Creek and connects to a new roundabout at an intersection at Reddington Road and relocated River Road in West Newark. Fredericktown village leaders held a ribbon cutting on Saturday to celebrate their downtown streetscape project. Improvements included using LED streetlights, replacing dilapidated sidewalks with ADA-compliant sidewalks, new curbs, replacing overgrown trees, and relocating overhead utility lines underground. The Fairfield County Sheriff's Office says they responded to a shooting in the 11,000 block of Pickerington Road on Saturday. Deputies found one person with a serious gunshot wound. Reports say four people were taken into custody, and the shooting remains under investigation. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.